The GOP recently assigned an intern to attend a fundraiser at a private home in Waukesha for Democratic gubernatorial candidate Mary Burke. Burke's staffers discovered the intern's identity when she tried to ask Burke a question and shoot video of the candidate's answer. Asked yesterday about the deception, Governor Scott Walker said he does not want a repeat.
No, I pass that on, my disfavor with that. To me, it's legitimate. As you know, you guys have covered. I'm often covered, even events like this, with people videotaping me. I have no problem with that. I try to make sure that my comments, whether in public or at a semi-private event, are no different one way or the other. But I do think it's crossing the line if people are misrepresenting who they are or going into the private functions.
Walker also says he did not know ahead of time about the Republican tracker going to the Burke fundraiser.
Not at all. Not at all. If I had, I certainly would have commented on it. That would have never happened.
Burke's campaign welcomes Walker's words and says it does not employ deceptive trackers. The liberal group American Bridge is tracking the governor's campaign doings, but says the trackers identify themselves by name and organization if asked. The state Democratic Party also praised the governor's promise, but wants him to be more forthcoming on other topics, like the size of the advance he received for his book. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.